Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our heart be always acceptable unto thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Well, Bill isn't here, so I got to pick whichever sermon I wanted to. And this one is hauntingly familiar. I may have actually used it. Maybe Bill had a 40th reunion and left about this time of year. But
50 years ago.
But it has to do with blessing of animals, so I thought
that's right.
I thought that was kind of important to our little group here. So it's a sermon by the Most Reverend John T. Calhoun that he gave when he was Metropolitan of the Anglican Church back in 2000. In the closing minutes of last Sunday's Bible class, someone asked me this: why do we bless animals? That is a very sane and sensible question. I think it is generally a bad idea for anything to go on in the church for which there's not at least some remotely coherent explanation. Let me try to give you one. The Bible starts off with the story of how God made the heavens and the earth and everything that lives there. Unlike what any number of other religions in the world say, the biblical tradition says that the chief God made the material world and that he said the material world is good. Judaism and Christianity are not especially spiritual religions in that sense. We don't say that the ideal world, the world where God is a place that lies beyond the things that we can grasp with our senses. We don't say that the material world is a mistake of some sort or an illusion. We don't say that it's some sort of a lower or lesser level of the universe put together by some subordinate God. The kind of Christianity we offer here revolves around the sacraments. The sacraments are very specific ways that God gives us to help us through ordinary material things: the bread, the wine, the oil, the water, and people's hands. The sacraments express a central Christian teaching, the doctrine of the Incarnation. The Incarnation teaches us that in Jesus Christ, God became a human being. The Word was made flesh, the spiritual became material, and heaven became permanently connected with earth. The sacraments extend the incarnation of Jesus through time and space, so they help us to rejoice in the material creation. God put it here. God said it is good. God sent Jesus to be a part of it for our sakes. The book of Genesis tells us that God put man in the Garden of Eden to take care of the material creation. God showed that Adam was in charge by giving him the power to name all the animals. The power to name is the power to control. People of goodwill can differ about regulations and rules and the overall sweep of policy in these matters, but it is wrong to claim that Genesis teaches that the material world is here for man to exploit and abuse as he pleases. The idea that we should protect and take care of creation is absolutely biblical, and to do it is in our own best and most selfish interest. Human beings are more important than animals. Jesus told us last week that we are of more value to God, for example, than the birds of the sky. It is also a lie to assert that the Bible commands vegetarianism. Adam and Eve ate only plants, but after the flood, God gave Noah and his descendants the right to eat animals. Animals are a significant part of creation. They are one of the most obvious ways through which God keeps his promise to give us food and drink and clothing. To bless animals is to remind ourselves that God made them, and that they are useful, and that they are pleasant and comforting, and we should take care of them the way God takes care of us. God loves us not because we are lovable, but because we belong to him. In this morning's gospel, Jesus performs a resurrection miracle. He tells a dead man who is being carried out to his grave to sit up and come to life. We live and die in the material world. Our hope for the afterlife is not our spirits will live on, but that our bodies will be raised up. Jesus came back from the dead in flesh. He was not just a disembodied spirit. He walked and talked, and he ate and he drank. He promises us the same future. We are going to heaven in bodies. Jesus said heaven is a wedding banquet, and how can you enjoy a wedding banquet if you haven't got a body? It may appear to be a major leap to go from resurrecting bodies to blessing hamsters, but the principles are the same. God shows himself to us in his material creation. Our life and our afterlife are in the material creation. St. Paul writes, "Ever since God created the world, his invisible qualities, both his eternal power and his divine nature, have been clearly seen. They are perceived in the things that God has made." And that echoes what King David said. "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork." To love one's pet is to begin to love God. And that is a completely proper way to start to come face to face with Jesus. After all, he entered the material world to save us as a lion of Judea and as a lamb of God. And now unto God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost be ascribed as his most justly due, all might, power, majesty, dominion, and glory, now and forever. Amen.